power in more than 60 years. He also traversed over an administration that ensured that it left an infrastructure footprint on the country. So we got international airports, we got major tarred roads, we got dams, and we got and everything. So like KBF said, the biggest thing, the best thing that would happen right now is to understand that the president, despite being a national property, to use the term loosely, he is also a father, a husband, an uncle, a grandfather, and the wishes of his family should also be respected. Because, believe it or not, what we set, the tone that we set today, after the demise of President Edgar Lungu, could have a telling effect on what happens next. God forbid, nobody lives forever. You know that you and I will. Well, maybe I will. But, so it is very, very important to see that the send-off is harmonized, as both parties have indicated.
Hmm. Ambassador Mkhwetha, thank you so much for joining us this morning and helping us eulogize the sixth Republican president. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The pleasure is mine. And condolences to Madam Esther Lungu. And, also just thank you for the Zambians for having shown so much love for this man of the soil who unified 73 tribes and ensured that the declaration of Zambia as a Christian nation has remained alive.
We've been joined by international relations expert and published author behind the book Against All Odds, which is a biography of late president now Edgar Lungu. By the way, how do people access this book if they want to read this book? I think probably now to even be on higher demand as people want to learn more.
Actually, it is. You know, incidentally, 2 weeks ago I was supposed to have done a book signing ceremony because I also have a new book called China in Africa, the Zambia Story.
Yes.
And alongside it, I was going to be signing the Edgar Lungu book.
Mm-hmm.
But then I fell sick. So I postponed the signing ceremony to last weekend. While in postponement, on June 5, we learned that the president has breathed his last in Pretoria after an illness. My mind was racing. Should I cancel the signing or not? I said, no. This is an opportunity for those that did not get a chance to get a glimpse into the life of this humble man who was born of humble beginnings. So they can get the book in Bookworld, or the Bookworld
outlets,
and they can also get it in Grey Matter, all the Grey Matter outlets, East Park Mall, Case Mall, and everywhere else. And the thing about my literature is I make sure that I do not price it above the price of Millie Mill, because my idea is to just ensure that people have easier access to locally produced literature. And so there is a treasure trove of insights of President Edgar Lungu in this book, which I think Zambians should be able to go, if it doesn't run out, because I understand in book world it already ran out last week.
Mm-hmm. Once again, thank you so much, Ambassador Mkhwetha, who's been our guest this morning on our breakfast menu right here on the Phoenix Breakfast. We do have the main news coming up next with Paddy Mugando. The time right now is 8:03.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Imagine having the financial freedom to live life on your terms. With the Absa Ultimate Plus account, you can manage your finances, save for the future, and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. We apologize for bringing the main news late. The headlines. ZCLU urges UPND to exercise restraint amid tensions over Edgar Lungu's death. Mining expert advises government to ban raw material exports for value addition. And in global news, Trump sends another 2,000 National Guards and 700 Marines to Los Angeles on fourth day of unrest. with the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix. I am Paddy Mugando. The Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, is urging the UPND leadership to ensure that their members exercise restraint in light of the ongoing discussions and tensions surrounding the death of former President Edgar Lungu. ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza says it is insensitive to threaten citizens that are airing their grievances with the use of cyber laws, citing that this is a time for dignity, understanding and mutual respect for and not further political division. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mwanza says the tension between the UPND and the PF should not be allowed to exacerbate the grieving process for the family of the deceased. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwanza is calling on government and the family of the late former head of state to find a way to resolve any outstanding issues, as it is the responsibility of the state to take care of the deceased family of the former president once the funeral rites have concluded.
People must restrain themselves from commenting on this matter and allow the families to find a common ground. For those that are threatening members of the public with the use of the cyber laws to say you must not talk this, the cyber laws will visit them, we do not agree with the use of such threats during this period of time. It is actually insensitive to begin to threaten people that you are going to use cyber laws against people that are airing their grievances. So we ask the party leadership to ask their members and their junior leaders to restrain themselves from commenting on this matter going forward.
Mining expert Edward Simukonda has urged the Zambian government to study recent measures in Malawi, Mali and Guinea, where temporary bans on raw mineral exports have been used to stimulate domestic processing. According to Mr. Simukonda, such bans would encourage local manufacturers to develop the capacity to add value to copper, cobalt and other deposits, thereby securing a larger share of foreign earnings from the country's mineral wealth. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Simukonda warns that if raw ores continue to leave the country unprocessed, Zambia will miss out on crucial downstream benefits and broader industrial development.
We wait to hear that from government, actually, because, you know, that's the way Africa should go as a general, not only our country, but generally Africa. We should, you know, start adding value to all the minerals that we are mining in our countries. That's the only way we're going to create employment and, you know, strengthen our currencies and, you know, just positioning ourselves in a better place than we are right now on the world market. So I think Zambia should follow suit. You know, we've been there before. I mean, we used to process cobalt and gold and other minerals, you know, on the copper belt in Ghana.
Meanwhile, Zambia Chamber of Mines Chief Executive Officer Sokwani Chilembo has opposed this suggestion, arguing that the country currently lacks the infrastructure, investment and technical expertise needed to undertake large-scale value addition. Mr. Chilembo maintains that imposing export restrictions without first strengthening local processing capabilities could affect Zambia, adding that the three countries are not among major mining countries in Africa. The Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia has called on government to invest in human capital and funding in medicine discovery within the country. Society President Kigan Mwape says such investment would strengthen pandemic preparedness and help stabilize Zambia's medicine supply amid shifting patterns of global aid. Mr. Mwape, in an interview with Phoenix News, explains that so far the society has already equipped over 40 pharmacists countrywide with specialized training in pandemic preparedness supported by the Clinton Health Access Initiative. Recently, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus urged African nations at a virtual emergency summit organized by the African Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to reduce dependency on external aid and enhance local medicine. Dr. Ghebreyesus emphasized the need for earlier detection, efficient vaccination campaigns, and